In other news, Washington's judicial system abolished court fees for poor people in 2010, but county courts sought ways to get around that rule. Now, in a unanimous decision, the state Supreme Court has reaffirmed that if someone qualifies as indigent, courts need to give them access for free. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Abida Jafar lives in Linwood with her son, who's almost 3 years old. When he was a baby, she called the local crisis line because she was fleeing a violent relationship. Her monthly income of food stamps and public assistance totaled $385. That's well below the bar for people to get their fees waived in court. But when Jafar filed a parenting plan in Snohomish County Superior Court, the court said she still had to pay
$50. $50 is a lot for a person who is very low income.
Jafar says she had no idea where to get the money.
You know, was I going to lose custody of my son just because I didn't have money?
The Seattle nonprofit Legal Voice took her case to the Washington State Supreme Court. Now the court has ruled that if someone qualifies as indigent, they should have all their fees waived in civil matters like divorce proceedings. That's something the courts have resisted doing. King County Superior Court Judge Mary Yu has been one of the strongest supporters of waiving court fees, but she had to take on her own colleagues in the judiciary to get it through.
It was uncomfortable to raise the issues.
Even after the rules passed, Judge Yu watched as courts continued to seek fees from the poor.
I think judges were being put in a very tough position, and that is the pressure to fund courts is great.
Judge Yu says the records showed judges continuing to charge people who clearly qualified for help.
We're not talking about middle-income people or even low-income people. We were talking about people who live in shelters, who have children, who have nothing.
Legal aid attorneys say they're pleased with the court's sweeping affirmation of the rights of poor litigants. But they say courts are nickel and diming people because Washington State's funding is among the lowest in the country. Now courts will have to find other means to make up that difference. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.